It's just inside here, guys. Through here. I usually come here every day for a bit of nosh. They do some pretty decent sandwiches, and the coffee's not bad either. You can practically fill up for a fiver. You serve yourself over here. Let's see. We'll nab a packet of Walker's cheese and onion. And an orange Fanta. I fucking love orange Fanta. Oh, and a jam sarnie for later. I was speaking to Liam Howlett about 8 minutes ago. Just to congratulate him on his Invaders Must Die album. That kid has come a long way since his CD flogging days at the beach. Cheers, sweetheart. Did you want to go back? Yeah, back to the studio. Okay. Let's roll then. Are you guys getting in your van? Shall I jump in too? I'll jump in the front with you. You know where to go. Can I have one of those travel suites? Nothing but shit. And I fucking hate shit. When we get to the studio, I've got to have a chat with Melina. She's got a fantastic ass, but that's about all she's got going for her. She can't sing for shit on crackers. Wave us through. Hey, mate. Cheers. Okay then. Let's see what the silly little bitch has fucked up today. Thank you. She's booked into Studio 3 today. I think that's her you can hear. Hello, Mel.
Hello.
How's you, darling? Everything all right? That sounded good. Don't mind these guys, by the way. They're just following me around for a few weeks. Excuse me a sec. Yeah. It's Rick. Cassandra, just stop that shite for a second, yeah? Cheers much. I can't hear the phone. Sorry. Continue, mate. Oh. Really? When? As in, right this fucking second? Yeah. I'll be there in 10 minutes. Right, guys? Shit the bed. That was reception back in town. One of my clients is waiting for me at my office. I totally forgot. Back to the van. Mel, I'll catch you later. Keep up the... what are you calling it? Work, I suppose. Team, let's roll to the van. When I said this was one of my clients, I actually meant it was my girlfriend's brother. It might get a tad heated. He's not happy with the way I've been treating her recently. Anyway, it should make for good television. Right. Hello, Dan. Don't mind these guys. They're just documenting my life.
Well, that sounds absolutely fucking enthralling. Jesus, Rick, I don't care. I'm here about my sister, and you're going to listen to me this time.
Dan, I can assure you, before you begin, if you get overly camp in this office, and I detect even the faintest whiff of innuendo-based behavior, security will be in here before you can say cock ring. Is that Crystal?
Oh, shut up, Rick. My being gay is of none of your concern. I'm here about Sarah, on her behalf actually. What's all this about you saying she has a penis? What the hell are you talking about? She watched it on your television show.
She watched it on my television show?
Your television show, yes.
That's what I thought you said. Sorry. I couldn't understand you. For a moment there, it sounded like you had a cock in your mouth.
Ag, ag, ag. You are so immature. It's no wonder she wants to leave you. Gasp. There. I said it. She wants you to pack your bags and get out.
But she's living in my flat. That's my flat. It's right up there with my flat. What does a broken-down motorist say? My flat.
Women have equal rights.
You'd know.
She says you never call. You don't respect her as a person. And to be honest, I believe that not only is all of that true, but you hate our family too. You hate all of us. Even me.
Dan. Why are you acting as the middleman? Why is Sarah not down here herself?
Because she's at work. And she knows how busy you are. In fact, we both do. As you know, I'm not working at the moment due to the recession's job cuts. So I thought I'd come down here myself.
Right. Well, I don't want to talk to you. Shit off. This is between me and Sarah. Not you. She may well be your sister, but she's my missus. Now, mince off, and try not to have sex with one of my artists on your way down to reception. Leave Noel Gallagher alone.
Oh, don't you get it, Rick? I'm here because, well, because I have feelings for you.
Oh no, you didn't. You did not just come in here and express your arse-loving nature in front of my documentary crew. Especially your arse-loving nature towards me. Someone crack open a window. Fuck that. Hold the phone. Smash it open. Air this fucking atmosphere right the shit out before it affects my fucking jizz bags.
Gasp. I've always had feelings for you, Ricky. Please, can I just-
No. Jog on. Now. Swiftish. Don't harass the crew on your way out.
He's right, actually. I do fucking hate him. Can we edit that out then, lads? Yeah. Grand job. For more Rick Astley, tune into the official podcast at www.knoxsnotches.podomatic.com.